So let's go quickly over the financials. We're also going to be covering that in our budget.
Okay. On the front of your financial report, and I have a couple of extras up here if you would like to have one. On the front of the financial report, I put a little note. This is the note that I'm going to put in with the assessments. When I send them out, I've got them. I have written up the actual assessments, but I've got all the envelopes and everything ready. There you go.
Thank you.
The top pages where it says page one, this is a year-to-date overview on what we're doing January through December is the financials on I need my copy. Year-to-date, that was what you requested, I think. So January to December shows that. I wanted to show you at the end. At the end of that on page 3, it shows 9,500. That's about where we're at, except I just got a bill yesterday for the Kubota for 1,200. Hold up, I'm just trying to read my notes here. That brings us down to 8,300, and then
propane.
The propane has not come in yet. AmeriGas has not come in yet. We have workman's compensation that'll be in. That'll be about $1,260. There's no sandstone plumbing yet. I have not got a bill from him yet.
Not at all for any of the work?
Not for any of it.
Welcome to World of Rick.
I thought maybe retirement. Anyway, I figure with the finances that we have coming in, oh, there's a, gosh, I didn't label these. I have $2,000 and then $484 that will also be subtracted from this. I can't remember. I didn't write down what they were for. But anyway, I figure we'll be down around $4,000 to $3,000, something like that, in the account by the end of the month with things that are still coming in. So I think we shouldn't spend anything until January. So,
Well, we're going to spend it until we have revenues for that.
Right.
I mean, for expenditures. So.
That's year to date.
Well, what the main thing is, Linda, if you'll call Rick and let him know that we...
I talked to him personally.
Yeah. Well, I just... Or I will.
That would be good.
I talked to him a couple of times.
He's been notified several times.
You know, he needs to, you know, to try to close some of those out this year in this budget. If, you know, and just like any budget-driven organization, you don't get paid in this budget, then don't give us a bill next year budget or something, you know, because whether we can pay all of it or I don't know exactly how much it is, but he's done quite a bit.
He's done a lot of work out there.
A lot.
And it's been, what, 5 months, I think, on some of it. So.
Are we going to have enough to meet our other expenses that we have scheduled?
Other expenses to the end of the month?
Management, yeah.
Oh, that's what that 28 is. Yeah, that's management fee. Thank you.
Okay.
I didn't write it down because I thought, oh, you know what that is. Yeah.
Forget about 25.
No, 25 is them. Say it again.
Is the cattle money in there?
Yes.
Yeah, we did get the cattle money.
With the cattle money.
Yeah. Well, now we'll go over what we spent this month.
Yeah, that's
this,
on the next
this year
few
to
pages.
Date. The next few pages gives us our, what we spent this month.
Year to date. So
and
with some projections to the end of the year. The next one on your list there is our... this is our actual bank statements. Go ahead. Our actual bank statement from the beginning of November. So the larger amounts on 1145, that's Nile Willis. The 9,000 is the cattle.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, let's just work from the top down because, you know, I want everybody to look at what our expenses were.
Okay.
You know, Jenkins Oil. Nearly $5,000. That was fuel, and we
$2 a gallon.
We took advantage of the lower prices,
and that didn't fill the tank. They only did it halfway because it's a very large tank. So, but we took advantage of the $2 a gallon.
$2 a gallon delivered.
Delivered, yeah. There was no exactly.
Okay.
But and 800 of that actually 4,000 was the $2 a gallon. 800 of that was diesel, which is higher than.
Right, yeah, diesel. Okay. So we did top off the diesel, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we should be good for quite a while, I would think, for fuel this year. for 09. We should.
I'm trying to figure out how to keep that unleaded fuel from going bad.
You said you put some stabilizer in it?
Huh?
Didn't you say you put some stabilizer?
I'm trying to get stabilizer. A little 32-ounce bottle will work up to 100 gallons. There's 2,000 gallons in there. It's $12 a bottle. It's gonna be a chunk of change to get some fuel stabilizer, and I'm gonna have to get about 30 bottles.
Is there we'll see where we can get bulk.
I'm looking online. I'm looking at something. I mean, people do it. There's farmers out there that store fuel and.
Well, and most of them, I think, fuel should be good for up to a year without stabilizer in it. And so if you're rotating and using it, then, you know, if you're going through it and stuff, I don't think most of them treat that much fuel
right.
If they're going through it.
If the tank's not full, you're going to get water.
Yeah, that's the problem is if right. We're going to fill it, it's better to fill the whole thing because that's where you get stuff is the condensation in the tank puts,
right.
Water in the gas.
We haven't ever done that. Bob, whatever his last name is, said it would have been $8,000 if we had filled it this time. So
yeah. We weren't about to do that. So.
Well, but do we think we have enough fuel to get through all of 09?
I think it should take us to July, probably.
Because if it only takes us July, next July we're going to be paying $5 a gallon, so we should fill the tank while the truck's there.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason to not spend the money.
But we didn't have
I think it's going to take us. I mean, I don't see us going through that much fuel like we did last year. Last year, yeah, we got the reason why we got the Rhino was to help us with our fuel consumption. So we shouldn't be going through the fuel like we did last year at all.
We won't be making the trip to town that we did last year either because we know what's going on now.
Yeah, we're settling in.
We already know what the plans are. We already know what the cap.
I think it should take us.
Obviously, there's emergencies on occasion, but he had emergencies every other day last year.
I like Ben's thinking, though. I mean, if there is money after the first of the year and we can spend it,
well,
is better than four.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Part of it. But did you talk to Bob about the treatment?
Stabilizer.
No.
They delivered all those farmers, so they will know or.
Right.
So we can have.
I think you're right, though. A fuller tank is better, especially through the winter.
Right. If it just sits there the next 6 months, having half a tank is detrimental to what we have in there.
I don't think we've ever had more than that for the time I've been in here.
Well, and another thing is, like he said, July gas can be $5 again.
Well, we'll address it after the first year. Let's just get through this.
And the other thing after the first year is the ability to be able to deliver out there, too. If the roads are bad, he can't deliver out there. So.
Yeah, but the roads aren't all, they'll be bad for a while, but you can get traffic.
We didn't have the money to fill the tank. I talked with him about that, but he said, are you sure you want to fill it?
Let's just go through this. Napa, obviously, for parts, for the Kubota, probably, Lumber Plus.
Starter for the one-ton truck. I think that's what that was.
Okay.
And I apologize. I didn't label these smaller amounts because I didn't think you'd want to.
Actually, I do. I'd rather have it because you can, it may seem like a smaller amount. I like to know what we're spending because if you add them all up, that smaller amount,
sure,
it all adds up.
It does. $65, so, that goes to Melinda for our website.
Okay, yeah, website. That's,
5312. I did not label them. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So now you know what we're asking.
I can send you an email with all of this labeled if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think, well, it's not so much for me, but I think Shauna should at least know because she's the treasurer.
Well, she can get into this account just like you can.
Yeah.
So she can get in there and see everything that's going on.
But like I say, all these little expenses, they do add up. So it's just for us to be a good steward of the funds.
Most of the large ones are labeled where you can see them. We've got, we have a charge back on 424.
The teller check for 330, you know what that was?
330, that's me. That's my paycheck.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And then we had the deposit of $96.65. That was for the sale of the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Did we also get that deposit from the Johnsons?
$1,000, yeah, but it came in after the 11th. I get
this
on Monday.
Okay.
So it's in there.
It's in our account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Settlers Cove is $35.10 on the 24th of July of November. We have put a lot of money, as you'll see, when we get to the budget into auto expenses. And
I'm sorry, Sellers Coral is what now?
On the 24th of November, on the next page, the 1168 in the Settlers Cove.
Oh, okay. So that's, okay.
All right. MD Auto is 658. These transfers for Deer Springs Branch, that's the, those are reservation fees that are deposits.
Okay.
Lumber Plus, 434. Again, 330 is me. I kind of went for the triple digits.
What was Lumber Plus again for?
434.
What was it for? What did we buy at Lumber Plus?
Well, those are various equipment and repairs on the headquarters area, on the cabins, things like that. It's all.
So how are we paying the Lumber Plus online payment?
I send it through State Bank of Southern Utah. They don't.
Because we have an account. He just charged an account, and then you pay it
once
a month.
Yes.
That's when you turn in the receipts for everything they
And it's all labeled. Quality Printing, same thing. I just use a debit card there. That's for printing expensive paper and the things that I've done to that particular one, 125. I think that's one that we did for the newsletter that went out. Yeah, that's at the beginning of November. That's the newsletter that we sent.
Newsletter, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Heat Wave. I can't remember what you got from Heat Wave, what that one was. Postage. And that postage has covered most of the stamps for this mailing that we're doing at the end of the year. I've just got a few stamps that I need to buy for that. The 1260 for 1104, check number 3504, that's the third quarter withholding. And then Niall Willis at the top of the next page. So.
All right.
Any of the checks that start with 5,000, those checks are the ones that are sent by State Bank of Southern Utah. The 3,500 ones, the check numbers that start with 35, those are ones that I write personally. And I do online banking with State Bank of Southern Utah. So,
The payroll on 11-4, this was for payroll, the 9-11?
Yes, that's payroll.
And this one back here?
Mm-hmm.
Was this a duplication or?
No.
No, we paid them
twice. I had
twice.
Trouble with my computer at the beginning of November, and so that was one that was from the middle of November.
Oh, so this first one was delayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And mine end up coming in sometimes during the month.
All right, and that's working out with Niall Willis?
Yeah, I think so. Be well. Before you go on to the next one, I need to explain, and I sent you an email on it. I hope the board got the email on what happened with the land taxes because I had trouble with the computer at the beginning of November. I ended up with a pile of things that needed to be entered into QuickBooks that I couldn't get into from my computer to do. And when I sat down to my computer after Thanksgiving, it said December, and I went, wait a minute, land taxes are due in November, and I went rushing through that pile and found that I had not paid the land taxes. That was my fault. and so my pay for each month is $666. I don't like that number, so I pay myself $660 each month, and I figured at the end of the year I'd pull in that extra amount, which ended up being $72 at Christmas time. With that $72 and the penalty that we ended up paying for land taxes was $247, I'm not going to take the $72. And if you divide the $175 left over by half, that would be $87 that I'll deduct out of my pay because that was totally my fault. I will pay the $247 penalty because it was my fault. So. And that'll be back in there. Okay, so then on to your next page is the next three staplings that you have here. They are extensions. Like, if you lay them out like this, you can read them easier. But for the first one, pages 1 through, that's just the way my computer printed them out, through 1 through four, again, you've got $4.96 on building, on auto expenses. That's the fuel at $2 a gallon. And the $8.54 is the diesel. The rest of it's pretty self-explanatory on that page. Those are...
That's just, yeah, going from November 1st to
mm-hmm.
December 12th. Okay.
Until I printed this.
Yeah. On what I'd rather...
Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, John. Yeah, you know, if I might make a suggestion on Linda's computer problem, maybe what we can do is offer to pay half, up to $500, so say $250, half the price of a new CPU.
I'd just like to buy a whole new tower. Because
you can buy a very, very nice computer for $500.
Why don't we talk about that after the financial report?
Yeah, we'll deal with that later on. We just want to get through the financials right now. We'll get on to new business.
Your second extension, first extension. Extension number one is the second page of what happens on the financial. Again, if you lay them out, those of you that didn't see that, if you lay them out side by side, then it reads the way it should. On the second extension, again, that's pretty self-explanatory. If you have any questions, I can hopefully answer them. On the third one, we've got a $71.69 interest income, which I was like, what is that? And that ends up being the financial charges on that return check that we received. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 2 years' worth of financial charges. On page 10, we've got cow hay and winter feed. We didn't buy any feed or winter feed, but what we did buy was tarps to go over top of the hay to protect it, and that's what that is. So
121.29?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then grazing.
Is that through the whole year, or is that tarps?
Those are tarps. I don't know. Hi.
Because I know I bought tarps for.
Thank you.
Bought tarps for the trash trailer.
Yeah, and I put those under trash. I didn't. These are the ones that you got for the hay. And then grazing fee expense. I looked at that and I went, whoa, wait a minute. I didn't know what that was. So I looked back and again, that was a mistake. That was the assessment on the road. So it's been put in the proper gas category. If you want to write that in. As I was reviewing these yesterday, I went,
$38.23 is, from what I understand, we have a 10-year permit through BLM to go across their roads that divides our property. And it's once every 10 years that this occurs, that they bill us. And they came up this year. And
yeah.
I was not aware of it. Linda was not aware of it.
Well,
now,
we had paid one at the beginning of the year.
No, that was for...
Sorry, my phone just died.
Okay, so we paid...
We paid one at the beginning of the year, and it was $325. And then this one came in for $3,800, and I called them because I was like, what is this? We paid one, and I don't understand what this is. The other one is for one of the small roads. That's Deer Springs.
Okay.
8, 7, 8, 10.
All right, so the one earlier in the year was also for a road permit or run?
This one is for 35 acres that we crossed, 35 acres worth, and it's $11 an acre, and it's for 10 years. And it had come up from, I think it was I can't remember what the first one was. I didn't write that amount down. The first one was quite a bit less, and it had changed in the span of this year from the beginning
the
of the year.
The cost has gone up, yeah.
Yes, but it's two different sections. Okay. The other one was a smaller section. You probably know what I'm talking about, which the small section crossing is, and then this is the larger area. I think this is the area in the slide.
I'm horrified at $3,800.
I know.
When that was done, and I'm not sure it was even 10 years ago, when the board signed the Title V road arrangement under Art Ortolani. I don't think it's been 10 years.
No, that hasn't
and been. It was pennies. It's always been pennies.
Yeah.
This
is $11 an acre.
Horrible. Well,
we
cross BLM in probably 25 different places.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
So there's a bucket here and a bucket there, but 25 of 35 acres still seems to be ridiculous.
I agree. I agree. But I wanted to be able to explain that amount, and that's what they told me. And like
well,
I said,
some of those expenses, then, I mean, in an organization like this, we can't pay bills unless we understand them. You know, I mean, we want to pay our bills. We want to pay our bills on time. But if we don't know what they are, then we shouldn't pay them until the board can research it and look at it. So
this check actually has not been sent out because it's due on the 1st. I put it on my book so that I can.
Well, then I wouldn't send it out and maybe get us a copy of the bill and go back. You know, Larry was involved in some of those Title V researches and stuff. And, you know, when we went through a lot of those things, and I don't know, you know, Barbara worked on them.
We paid a bunch just a few years ago. There's not been any 10 years because I was here. I've only been here 7 years. And I know that we paid a bulk amount just 2 or 3 years ago for several years of back Title Vs.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
I agree. They don't even maintain the roads.
When it was originally done, it was not, I mean, it was like $15.
But the whole thing.
Yeah, can you imagine if they got $3,800 from us, how much they're getting from other property owners and so forth or other concerns?
I don't think they're getting anything from anybody else.
Yeah, nobody else is, you know, anybody else is.
We played by the rules and got a Title V.
Okay.
The other people are not getting Title V and they're not worrying about it.
I have.
Well, let's research it.
Yeah,
don't send the check yet, okay?
Good point. Yeah, I would not send the check even if we don't pay it for a month or two, and they don't care. They're not going to tack on a late fee or whatever, you know. But I think that if you can get us a copy of that.
One day late.
Yeah, at least so we understand. We've got to have some rec, just like the property tax, where we know, well, last year it was this, and it's easy to compare with last year and say, okay, yeah, it comes once a year, but if we don't know when it's due and how much it's
due,
and
these are the things that you know, we need to know when they're due. We need to be prepared. And if it's a fee that we need to pay and we need to set up a reserve account for so that we put money in that bucket every year until it comes due, then we need to do that.
But this increase from, I think it was, I don't know. It was not. It was like $2 or something an acre on the beginning to 11.
If there's no increase, in your budget, you can't set apart very much.
Yeah.
Into a reserve account.
And we would
secondly,
never have seen that.
Who has copies of the Title V contract?
I have no idea. This is totally new to me.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the year, and I thought that was for all the roads that we crossed.
Yeah.
This is different, he said.
We'll research that out, Dale. We'll find out where. Obviously, they have the original problem, and if we need to get copies, we'll get copies.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is brought up. This is what we're doing. Who's going to handle it?
I'll handle it.
So, do you want me to give you a copy of that before you leave today? Then you'll need a copy of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. All right. And I've got the fella's name that we talked to.
Okay.
It's Wolf.
Dave Wolf.
Yeah, Dave Wolf.
BLM.
BLM Field Office.
Lee, you had a comment?
Well, I was just saying you might get a hold of Barbara Button. I bet she's got some copies.
No, she's given, I think, all of her records to us.
Okay.
And I gave, you got those, right?
I did.
Okay.
All right, thank you. So I'll go ahead I'll look into that.
I may have the title in my files at home because I went through the stuff that she gave me and thought of things that we might need and put them at the back of my files, and I know I've got taxes information and things like that, so it may be there. I'll look for that too and look at them with our meeting.
Okay, and if you still have files, we need to, you're still going to collect all the files, all the furnished stuff?
All but one box, and then I'll give you 2007. And
well, again, we have to get a meaningful filing system.
If
we're going to.
Totally agree.
Because that's where I don't know where we're going. You gave me two boxes. One is total trash. It was bills that were paid 3 years ago that, you know, I mean, I don't know that we need to do. And the other stuff has some pertinent stuff, but if you're keeping some stuff that, you know, I volunteered, I have a place to store it. If you want me to be in charge of the records, then I need to have all of them so we can catalyze, you know, or whatever, so that I don't know what I have and what I don't have or anything.
I
don't know which direction we're going.
We're going that direction.
What's going?
all the documents in one location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I had.
We don't need things divided up all over willy nilly.
But what she got, what you got from Barbara, you kept what you thought was important and gave me the other stuff to just archive.
It was what I, It was what I thought was important at the beginning when I first started doing this job, which I'm sure has changed. My perspective has changed, but I haven't gone through it again. So, yeah.
And if there's any at the ranch, do we still have files at the ranch?
In the
I picked up two boxes of files that were thrown into a file cabinet.
Okay. So we did have some, but now you have them. So you want to get them to Ben. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
And anything that once we've archived stuff, if we need to make copies of and put it on the...
Well, we just need someone to create an index. So the things that are critical, things that, but we don't look at every year, like the Title V, that they are somehow cataloged.
Yeah, and I'll be glad to go get with you any time, you know, set up a time where I can get with you and go over this stuff so that I'm, you know, aware of it. This is the type of stuff, information that needs to get passed on, and all, you know, instead of all of a sudden you get a bill and you're not sure where what.
I'm still on a learning curve, but that one was about $4,000 for.
Now, Linda, when you get something like that, I mean, you need to let me know or someone know.
It just came in recently, so it was due on the 1st of the year.
I know, but
year,
you were going to send it out, and you already written a check, and we hadn't even
I didn't write a check.
I know.
No,
I knew you let me on know on the phone
I
the
put
other
it
day.
In my book so that we would see where it is and where it was kind of going.
Okay.
I didn't send a check yet.
Okay. Well, then that's you brought it at the appropriate time at the meeting, so that's good.
All right. On page 11, we have state taxes for $149. Those are taxes from 2006. That came up. It's some sort of reconciliation.
Adjustment.
Yeah, reconciliation for 2006. So,
what right above that, the $5,160 for property tax for 08, how did that compare with 07?
It was down, even with.
You're welcome.
I know. I gave you credit on the email that I sent out to them. Even with my mistake, it was down because Larry went in and changed the he's been working on FAA status classification on one of the pieces of land that was not. So it's down from last year. Thank you, Larry.
It should have been. It should have been all this time, and it's just been missed.
Right.
So we've been paying.
Do we get a reconciliation on that?
You know, we should file.
Title
five.
Yeah.
Can we file for one?
No, I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, they won't. They won't retroactive any decisions. Yeah,
not the county.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I gave you a list of our taxes in there. I copied that off an extension on what this report would have given us on. It says page 1 that's stuck in between 11 and 12. That's our taxes on the land, various pieces of the property that we own.
Okay.
It has the parcel numbers on there. And these two larger numbers are for the ranch and the cabins up in the upper meadows. So I thought you didn't get that one? It's between 11 and 12.
No, it's missing.
11
and 12. No, I don't have that one either. Page 1, we need to get that. Okay.
Did I check that separate? Okay, let me look through this after we're done.
Okay, thank you.
I thought I did.
All right.
Maybe I thought, I can just answer your questions with mine. But do you want to have a copy of
this? Sure, we'd like to have a copy of that.
If I don't find it in here, because I thought I had.
Yeah, you can.
I can email it to you.
Okay. Is this a page you need a copy of?
It's one
of?
Page, yeah.
It is. Bless your heart, Patsy. Thank you. Now that I'm thinking about it, when I went
any,
to the...
Any questions about the financials?
No, we're good, we're good to the end of the year. In summary, right?
Yeah.
That's it. I think in that I gave you... Right. I thought there might be a question like that. Anyways, and then I just brought my budget suggestions from last night. So that's the end.
All right.
I have notes here that I'm going to find these files, see if I have the Title V in my files, and then I'll take a copy of this Title V request for $4,000. I'm going to give you that before you leave town today.
Okay.
Okay.
We do have another bill to pay, and it's for the conference call from last month's meeting, and I will give you that. It's $421.86, I think. The highlighted figure there.
$121.86. There again, we do this every month.
We do.
And it's not in the budget. So.
We need to put it in the budget.
Right.
Okay. And we'll probably start, obviously during the summer months when we can meet together without teleconferencing, it's better. We can also reduce the number of meetings.
Hey,
John. Vance has got here.
Teleconference costs. Ben checked into the calling card thing for me, which is kind of old school and don't do it anymore. However, you may be able to buy one of those prepaid cards at the Convenience Mart, which has really, really, really low rates, if you can find out how to use it anywhere you're at. And you might be able to, really cut this down. From here at home with QWest, I'm paying $12 for this call.
That's one tenth of this.
Okay.
Why don't we just buy a computer, put a webcam on it? Anybody who wants to dial in can, and we'll cut anything. We'll have one time expense.
But somebody, I could look at the cards down here, but I don't know if they're different from others. But they sell them at Circle K's and convenience stores, 7-Eleven. They're right there at the counter, right there with the other stuff that, when you check out.
Okay.
That's your own distance rates. A lot of the counter.
Yeah. May I jump in for a second?
Go ahead.
This is Mike Duvall.
Hi, Mike.
I utilize conference calling in my work just about every day, and there are free conference call services out there. In fact, I utilized it this morning earlier. I don't know where that $400-some charge came from, but there should only be one charge for you folks.
Want me to explain it to them, John?
Yeah, go ahead, Vance.
They can't dial into it. They can't dial into it with an 800 number, Mike. You can't get around it.
Well, but shouldn't all of us that are calling in from our own individual phones expect to pay our own toll?
You are. What we are is the reason that we're having to pay this fee is that we're in the CNAB, we're in the Quality Inn, and their charges for the call is through the Quality Inn. And so we're using their line for convenience, and that's where the cost comes in.
So it's a $400 call for a 2 hour.
$121. So we had a rather lengthy meeting last month, and if we could get meetings down, it wouldn't be near as much. But if I were to use this at my house or anything like that, it would be free.
Okay.
So it's just that we're using the convenience here of. The CNAP as Quality Inn. That's all.
Gotcha.
That's where the charges came from.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and we can meet at Dave Sills. He's volunteered to meet at his house next time. And
well, if you meet anywhere else and you need a couple leads on free conference calling companies, I can provide you two companies that don't charge anything for their services, and we just all dial into the same number, and it won't cost anybody. So if anybody needs that, just let me know.
We are on the free teleconference call number.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. That's what we. So it's not that we're conferencing.
The call is free.
The call is free.
Long distance service. Every one of the people that are on this call are paying their own phone service.
So where's the 121 comes from?
From here,
from the hotel.
Service
for this.
Right.
Gotcha. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, and we'll. I apologize for that, but we'll get it ironed out. And like I say, we don't have these expenses all the time. But I did, for this, we don't always meet here.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't always do it.
Well, should I make this check?
Have your telecom.
Yeah, that's true. When we have used this facility before, it has been donated, and then thanks to those Clarkson family that have arrange that, appreciate that in the past. But it is an expense that we need to pay. This is our meeting. Okay, thank you.